If you are talking about it, he's talking about it. And if he's talking about it, it's worth talking about. Richard Dixon on Birmingham's Real Talk. Talk 99.5.
I'm talking about Chuck Davis, the man, the legend. Chuck Davis has been in law for quite a while. He's seen a lot. And consequently knows how to handle most situations that are going to come his way. Look, here's the thing. You may have somebody coming after you and need a good defender. Now, Chuck Davis can handle that. You may be upset with somebody else and say, apparently the only way I'm going to get them to act right is if I use the law. Chuck Davis can help with that, too. Whether you're talking about, purchasing a piece of land, or you're in a debate or a fight over a piece of land, or a contract, a personal injury case, could be something that happened while driving, could be something that happened while walking, could be something that happened while you're just in a store where they didn't take care of what they were supposed to take care of and you ended up being injured. Medical malpractice, too. Divorce as well. He's doing $99 simple wills right now. More complex wills, slightly more expensive. ChuckDavisLaw.com. ChuckDavisLaw.com. 823-9992. Your initial consultation will be at no charge to you, and he can tell you whether or not you have a case relatively quickly. ChuckDavisLaw.com. No representation is made that the legal service provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. That being said, my attorney is Chuck Davis. 823-9992. The goofiness continues. The big stupid question of the day continues to hover out there. Which is ruin a movie title by throwing in the words, in my pants. Lil Lisa is on the Birmingham Broker phone line. What's up, Sawed-Off? Talk to me.
What's going on, Richard?
I'm putting on a little radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just a little radio show is all. Mm-hmm. Okay, So my answer is Harry Met Sally in my pants.
See, women are being far more creative and guys are just being crude. And that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. Very nice, little Lisa. How have you been otherwise? Everything going well?
Otherwise, I'm in the best health that I've been in a while. So thank you very much. And I'm very happy about that.
I'm glad to hear it. I am very glad to hear it. Can't afford to lose any more listeners. You stick around. I insist.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I've stuck with you a long time.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you, Lil Lisa. Have a great day. There she goes. Lil Lisa. Gosh, I got so much stuff. Tiger Woods is awake and responsive, and he is recovering from open fractures. That sounds like a compound thing, right? Compound fractures. Where your bone is broken and it's poking through the skin. You. I've never seen it. David's actually had it happen to him, haven't you? Is that a...
No, the bone didn't break my skin, but we were doing a thing at Talladega, and I broke my hand, and the bone didn't pierce the skin, but it was caught on a tendon, and it made the tendon bulge.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was not fun.
Check it out. You know how David hurt his hand at Talladega? Climbing out of the car.
Those cars are not made for big people.
He fell on his hand. Ouch. Ouch-a-ma-goucha. So Tiger recovering from the single car accident that left him with significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity, a.k.a. his right leg, had multiple open fractures, had a rod placed in his tibia and screws and pins inserted in his foot and ankle during an emergency surgery. That sounds like fun. Wouldn't it be amazing if this wreck was all it took to straighten his back out? Like, it was just like, I hit it just right, and now everything is... Because, he's had these back problems for all this time. It's interesting to me that the sheriff's department felt the need to come out yesterday, not long after this happened or not long after it was made public, and said, we have no signs that alcohol or drugs were involved in this wreck at all, which is a good thing, because there are some people who they just speculate just automatically. And it's like, oh, well, guy's got a long history of this. He's been in a, I was kind of going more down the road of, was Elon around with a golf club? Anybody?
Come on now, Richard.
I was sitting in Orlando Thanksgiving Day, I believe, when that story broke, and I was watching TV.
It was during the Iron Bowl,
because yes.
it was a Friday Iron
yes.
Bowl.
And yeah, I was watching the Iron yeah. Bowl when it happened, and that story came out. Now, the funny thing about it is the place where it happened was probably 10 miles from my house. I didn't know that that's where they were at the time. I figured it out later. I was like, oh, yeah, Windermere. Okay, yeah, that's okay. I see where that is, up near Lake Mary, and you know, surprisingly close to where I lived. And it got a lot of major coverage. This one gets a little coverage, and immediately people begin thinking bad thoughts. I want nothing but the best for Tiger. It would be a shame if this were to end his career. I mean, the man has suffered knee, back, and neck problems for more than a decade. He's managed to bite back and fight back a few times. It's been quite amazing what he has been able to do. But good Lord, they had to use the jaws of life. They pried open the front windshield to get him out. No immediate evidence that Woods was impaired. They checked for any odor of alcohol or other signs he was under the influence of a substance. They found nothing. They have no idea how fast he was driving. And we still really don't know what happened. We still don't really know how this one car accident. It could be distracted driving. Could have been run off the road by somebody. That's happened to me. I know. I want nothing but the best for the man. I really do. 545-9950, 844-455-9950, if you'd like to jump on board and be a part of this shindig, not just with a big stupid question of the day, but also, as I say, we got a lot of little stuff, like what I just told you. There's not a lot of controversy over that. Maybe there is. Maybe people want to call in and go, how dare you wish Tiger Woods well? You should be ashamed of yourself. Fine, feel free to do that. But if you've got something else on your mind, something you wondered about or something that you want to get out in the open, I would love to hear it, because it's just that kind of day. Tomorrow, things may explode. We may end up with, 10 top stories that all need to be discussed and paid close attention to. So when you have a day like today where you're kind of like, I can meander from one topic to another, if somebody wants to bring in some new business, I am all ears. George is in Hoover, does have an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Ruin a movie title, George, by adding the words "in my pants."
The Hunt for Red October.
Mm. In your pants. In very George's much. Pants. There you go. Thank you, George. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. So Illinois has become the first state to do away with cash bail. Now, I got to be honest, I have no idea how this is going to work. In a statement announcing and detailing the legislation, the governor's office said that the policy reform will help move Illinois, quote, from a system of pretrial detention that prioritizes wealth to one that prioritizes public safety, end quote. The cash bail system has drawn criticism, especially in recent years, as one that disproportionately impacts low-income individuals and people of color. Pritzker said, this is the mayor, the governor of the state, Pritzker, said the legislation signed Monday marks a substantial step toward dismantling the systemic racism that plagues our communities, our state, and our nation, and brings us closer to true safety, true fairness, and true justice. I don't understand how cash bail can be seen as racist. It applies to everybody, right? It applies to everybody. Obviously, a judge is going to set that bail, and a judge could be racist. A judge could be like, all right, you, Mr. African-American guy, bail is set at $1 million. You, white guy who committed the same crime, $10,000. Now, that's a racist judge. But the law itself is not racist. And what is the point of bail? The answer is very simple. It's so that you can hold on to these people after you charge them and put them in front of a trial. If they try to run, if they try to leave, if they try to vamoose, make a run for it, they are going to be out a substantial amount of money. And most people can't afford to lose that kind of money. And consequently, they stay and they face the music for their crimes. Yeah, so I can't help but look at it and think, how is this system going to work without cash bail? Well, Pritzker's office says they're focused on increasing safety, fairness, and justice by transforming the state's criminal justice system. In other words, a lot of platitudes, and no specifics. Mandating the use of body cameras in police departments across Illinois, creating statewide standards on the use of force, de-escalation and arrest techniques, in addition to eliminating license suspensions over unpaid fines and fees from traffic offenses, are also included in this legislative effort. So you can't take someone's license away. You can't suspend their license if they don't pay the fine. Why would anybody pay the fine? Why would you pay the fine? If you're not going to take my license away from me, why would I pay the fine? It's going to have a bunch of bad drivers out there, people who have committed all kinds of sins on the roadway and should be paying some big, fat fines, but they're not going to because, well, you can't take my license away. It's the law. This is asinine. The only thing I can imagine that you could feasibly use in place of cash bail would be some sort of tracking device, right? A monitor. What we call the old Denver boot, you know, something that is attached to your leg and goes with you everywhere you go, and they're able to keep an eye on it. But, you know, that's the only thing that I could possibly imagine would do the job. Otherwise, you know, you're going to have flights, you're going to have... Here's the deal. While the criminal justice system is not perfect, it has never been perfect, there's a reason why the cash bail system has been put in place in all 50 states and other countries as well. It works. Doing away with it, I think, creates a whole world of unintended consequences that we're going to have to sit back and see to believe, but it's, you know, predictably this thing is going to be a disaster. Predictably this is going to fail miserably. Craig is in Gardendale with an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Birmingham broker phone lines are open. Craig, ruin a movie title for me. What do you got?
The Right Stuff is in my pants.
The Right Stuff. Very nice.
Sir.
Thank you, Craig. Let's talk to Michael, who is also in Birmingham. Michael, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Yes. How about old Richard Pryor movie? Called The Toy in My Pants.
I don't know if you'd call that it. Never mind. It's more of an action figure. Here's Charlie in Cordova. Charlie, you're on Talk 99.5. What you got, man?
Hello, Richard. For your answer for the big stupid question, let's go to a spaghetti western. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Wow. You got a lot going on in your pants. Thank you, Charlie. I don't think I want to know any more about it. Please keep it to yourself. That's we got to take a break. We'll hurry back, though. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5 and talk99.5.com. That doesn't sound like the hit version there, David. What do we got? What are you playing? Steelers Wheel, for sure.
It's their re-recorded version.
Huh?
The re-recorded, remastered version.
That would be Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan made up Steelers Wheel. Yeah, and they had the one hit. And then Jerry Rafferty went on and had a few hits of his own. Jerry Rafferty is extremely limited by the fact that he refused to tour. He would not come to the United States of America to tour. He's Scottish, I believe. And he would release these albums. He thought, I don't have to tour. I can just sell albums, and I'll be fine with that. Some of it may have to do with the fact that he was a raging alcoholic. I mean, he was drunk 24/7, even while he was recording this stuff. People who came in to work with him were astounded by the amount of alcohol that he consumed during regular sessions. And they were just like, how is the man still alive? Well, the fact is he wasn't for that much longer. But what an amazing musical genius. I love all of his stuff. It's Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. My real estate agent, Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, is exactly the kind of person you want on your side when it comes time to try to get rid of your house and get the right price for it, and sell it to some people who are going to take good care of it. And then find the right house for you, which, oh my gosh, in this ever-tightening market. Now, it will probably loosen up before long. But right now, we got this ever-tightening market where finding a new house is a little bit harder, unless, of course, you have a trained professional on your side, like Monica Thatch. And this is what she does. She can find the right place for you in the right section of town, meets your requirements, get it for you at a price that I think you're going to find very attractive. And I tell you what, the woman, she crossed every T and dotted every I when it came to my deal. So I know that she's going to treat you exactly the same. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865, 229-1865. Let us, let's see, you want to go back to the phones? Should we go back to the phones? Do we have to go back there? All right, let's go back to the phones. David is in Birmingham. David, you're on Talk 99.5. What you got, man?
Hey, Richard, on those two movies, I got one from the mid-50s and one from the 60s, if I can give them both to you here. All That Heaven Allows, that's a classic from 1950s.
And In My Pants, In My Pants, you got to get that in there, yeah.
Okay, All That Heaven Allows, In My Pants.
Yeah.
And I got to get that down on Spencer Tracy from about 63 or 4. It's a mad, mad, mad world in my pants.
In your pants, yeah. That's good. Oh, you have Spencer. I love the way you throw that out as a Spencer Tracy movie. There were so many people in the Ed Wynn was in that movie. Joe E. Brown was in that movie. Milton Berle was in that movie. Good Lord. That thing was a cavalcade of stars at the time.
I just got to say one thing about it, if I may. I'll make it real quick. I thought Spencer Tracy got the loot. First time I saw it. Because he had it, you know, and the way he outslide everybody. So, okay, Richard, I'll listen to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call. Take care. Let's not have any spoiler alerts. There are some people who have never seen that movie, although it's really one of the greatest farces of all time. Greg is in Northport. Greg, you're on Talk 99.5 on the Birmingham Broker phone line. What's on your mind, man?
First thing's the serious note about it seems like claiming that stuff is racist nowadays has become an actual cult. It's a religion.
Yep.
And I don't see it going anywhere because there's no white folks who are basically being blamed for all of this that are willing to stand up and say, whoa, we've had enough of this. So we're just going to keep taking it. It used to be white guilt. Now it's white fear.
Oh, well, you have to be less white. Everyone has to be less white. Stop being so white. Yeah, what's wrong with you, Greg? You're so white. Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, I just sent emails out about that one, too, about to be less white.
So
with going to your stupid question of the day, I think Jack Nicholson's got the corner market on this one for me. It's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in My Pants and the Shining in My Pants.
The Shining in My Pants. Very nice, Greg. Thank you for the comments and the call. Let's talk to Brad in Pelham. Brad, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
How about it, Richard? I just was getting back from a procedure my wife had, and I heard on it, and on your footnote of your big stupid question was the Big Question movie from 2004, In My Pants.
Movie from 2005. I don't know what you mean. Help me out here.
It was the movie that was about the pandemic in 2004. And it was
what was it called? The Big Question.
I have 28 days later in my pants.
The Big Question. I have no recollection of The Big Question.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
I didn't really know what to say. And I had her say, Google if there was the big a question. And I didn't know how to add to it. But I looked it up and she read it to me. And there was one in 2004.
Okay. I'm confused by you completely, but thank you for the call, Brad. Did you get any of that, David? Did you understand?
I think he's been drinking.
That may very well be it. Whatever it was, whatever procedure his wife was undergoing, he was at the bar. Let's check in with E in Pelham. E, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Good day, Mr. RD.
Howdy.
Hey, big stupid question. Anaconda in my pants.
Hey! Jennifer Lopez and John Voight, right? Ice Cube was in it too. Yeah. John Voight was in it. I liked that movie more than a lot of people did. I thought that was pretty good. But yeah, Anaconda.
If I can say something about the Tiger Woods thing. I was listening to Leland yesterday, and they were apparently doing all of this coverage. They were, you know, pulling the car, towing the car. They had helicopter. The man lived. He just, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a serious wreck. He broke his legs. He had to have emergency surgery. But they made it seem like, from what he was describing, like it was a, I mean, I don't know, like, you know, 20 people died. I don't think they covered Kobe this much, as much as they covered this thing.
Would you like an explanation as to why, E? Can I tell you why? I can sum it up in three little words. Slow news day. That's all it was.
Okay.
It was a slow news day. If there had been something else going on, they wouldn't have given it a big story and a lot of time. Trust me on this. I know whereof I speak. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening and being a part of the show as frequently as you are. Keep it up. Let's talk to Bradley in Tuscaloosa. Bradley, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on, man?
Oh, not a whole lot, Richard. I had a big, stupid question, too, for the geriatrics from the about a new hope in my pants.
And, Star Wars 4. Yeah.
Pretty in pink. In my pants.
All right, that'll be enough of that. That's enough of that, Bradley. You've taken it down the road there that I'm uncomfortable with that. I'm uncomfortable with taking any I'm actually uncomfortable with taking any more calls on the subject right now because we got to take a break. We got to get some first news in here. I have to go walk around a little bit and make sure that I don't get blood clots in my legs. Somebody has to do it. It's my job, right? We have much more to talk about. We have some food news that is coming your way. We have some non-food-related fun stuff that I can break out. We do have Megan Barth, who is going to be joining us before too long. We'll talk about the Supreme Court denial of the 2020 election cases. I'm sure she's a little peeved about that. And we'll shed some light on the subject. So stick around. It's Talk 99.5. It's Talk99.5.com. It's First News Time. I'm Richard Dixon. Don't go no place. Not a one-hit wonder from the 1970s. That is Elton John off of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Huge hit for him, of course. I was a little peeved at the movie Rocket Man because they used it as the song that he was playing at the Troubadour when he became a hit. There's a great actual still photo of Elton John, and he's doing a handstand on the piano, as you see in the movie, except he kind of floats in the movie and rises up, and it was meant to evoke a feeling rather than to show you, you know, historically what took place. But he wasn't playing Crocodile Rock when that happened. He was probably playing Take Me to the Pilot or perhaps Burn Down the Mission, some of the stuff that he was doing a little earlier. And I don't know why they chose to break Crocodile. I guess it's because it's a song that people knew. But they really moved the music around on that, just like they did with Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, don't put Fat Bottom Girls behind a tour that Queen did in 1973. This song didn't come out for another 5 or 6 years. It was just kind of, for those of us that know that stuff, it was a little frustrating. What can I say? Speaking of movies, I watched Miracle last night. It was a day late and a dollar short, but I watched it because it was the 41st anniversary the night before last that the Americans won the gold medal. They played the Soviets. They beat the Soviets. They didn't win the gold medal that night. That was the semifinal round. But getting to watch that movie again, the amazing thing, first off, I played a lot of hockey when I was a kid. I never played it like in an organized fashion. I was never part of a hockey team. I never really felt like I was good enough at it. And they never would let me play the part that I wanted to play. I wanted to be the goalie. I always thought that would be the coolest job. Unfortunately, you know, I bought a goalie stick. I put money into it, and goalie sticks were not cheap. And a friend of mine had the gloves, and I had a helmet. And so, you know, I would put on the stuff and go down to the pickup game.
And every once in a while, they'd let me play goalie. And after doing it twice, they stopped letting me play goalie because I was terrible at it.
How many goals did you give up? Like 15?
This is when I realized I had no you got to have fast reflexes. I had no reflexes, you know? The puck would go by me, and then I'd be like, oh. How many goals did I give up? Easily double digits. Easily double digits in any given game. And I can't believe they let me do it a second time after I failed so miserably the first time. It was sad. Anyway, so they put me back to defense. And I had a good defenseman stick as well and a great pair of hockey skates. Everybody in Minnesota, you know, we love hockey up there like Alabamians love football, like Texans love high school football, like people in the middle of the country love baseball. You know, it's our thing. And watching what a great job Kurt Russell did playing Herb Brooks, to give you an idea of how famous Herb Brooks was in Minneapolis when I was growing up in Minnesota, I've got the perfect comparison. How famous is Nick Saban in Alabama? That's the comparison, because that's how famous Herb Brooks was. Everybody knew him. Everybody knew how he spoke. Everybody had seen him. We all knew how he dressed. We all knew what he looked like. You know, you could do a Herb Brooks impersonation, although he was really sort of a bland man, and get laughs pretty much any time because everybody knew the guy like everybody in Alabama knows Saban. And so when I'm watching this fantastic representation of him by Kurt Russell, which is not a dead-on impersonation, to be honest, the real Herb Brooks, a little bit more boring than he was portrayed in the movie. Kurt Russell brought a kind of a burning fire to it that was probably there, just not well represented in the actual Herb Brooks. And then watching how the whole thing played out, just the haircuts alone, David, the haircuts alone in that movie would make you weep. You're just like, oh, I forgot how popular mullets were in 1980.
Hey, the mullets are coming back now, right, man? People are rocking the mullets with pride. Look at Ted Cruz.
Business in the front, party in the back. In my pants. Mr. Bugs is ready to handle your termite and your mosquito problems. We're about to have some swarms in those areas because that's what happens at this time of year. And the mosquitoes, if you want to stop the mosquitoes, you got to catch them early. And then you got to catch them often. Mosquito reduction is a big thing that they do at Mr. Bugs, and they do it in the spring, they do it in the summer, and they can make your outdoor area livable again. So if you had a pool or you just got a lovely deck that you enjoy spending time on, and you like to cook out, and you don't want to be eaten alive, Mr. Bugs, the people to call. They're very, very good at it, and reasonably priced, so I think you'll love them. That's MRBUGGS.com, MrBugs.com. I'll give you the 844 number because a lot of people up in the northern section of the state are listening, and the local number won't really work for you guys. So here we are, 844-MRBUGGS, 844-MRBUGGS. That's MrBugs. They know what bugs you. Let's go back to the phones. Got a few people that are standing by with horrible answers to the big stupid question of the day. Bob is in Deutschland. Über alles, Bob, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Richard, I say a High Plains Drifter in my pants.
And what a great film it is.
Richard, can I ask you a question about the cheeses? Yesterday you were talking about cheeses, and I love cheeses. But can you tell me, I'll get off right after this, but can you tell me why Velveeta cheese is not refrigerated?
Well, because it's not technically cheese. It's also vacuum sealed in that foil packet, but they literally cannot call it cheese. They have to call it Velveeta cheese product or something of that nature, because legally it does not fit the definition of cheese. There's a bunch of other stuff in there, and I don't know what that stuff is, but I know it's delicious.
It sure is. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, Velveeta is one of those guilty pleasures, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I know anybody who really loves cooking and loves food as much as I do probably shouldn't love the Velveeta, but I do. Alex is in Birmingham. Alex, you're on Talk 99.5. Hit me with no Alex, never mind. Then let's talk to Will, the Chubb father. He's hanging out in Alabaster, probably at Chubb Father's. Hello, Will, what's going on?
What's up, brother? You know what's, you know a cheese that is not a cheese, actually, but I also, because I love Velveeta, I love canned squeezed cheese on chicken and a biscuit.
Oh, man.
There's nothing about it that should appeal to my palate.
No.
It does.
It really does. It's, oh, man, I'll tell you what, the canned spray cheese, I love that stuff. I can't eat it very often, though. I bought some, I want to say it was around Christmas time, and I didn't even get through the entire can. I got sick of it before I could get to the end of the can. I was like, yeah, that'll be enough of this, you know, product, whatever the hell is in this can. I don't know what it is. It ain't cheese, though. You got an answer to the big stupid question, I guess.
I do. And given the fact that I am definitely allergic to penicillin, outbreak in my pants.
I like it. Thank you, Will. Got to run, brother. Get back to the restaurant. Start churning out those burgers, baby. Alex is in Birmingham with an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Alex, take two. What do you got?
Hey, Richard. How's it going?
I'm exquisite, as always.
Good. My answer to the big stupid question is white men can't jump.
In my pants.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Could you make that movie today, by the way? Do you think that movie could be made today?
Sure, as long as it's about white men.
Yeah, as long as it's about being too white. That's what it comes down to. That's the real problem. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the call. Let's get to some food talk. Pretzel crust pizza is back at Little Caesars. It's going to be around for about a month. March 28th is when it goes away. Can I be honest with you? I've never had pretzel crust pizza. I wonder if it's any good.
I think it comes with like a weird cheese sauce instead of marinara sauce for the topping because it's a pretzel thing. I don't know.
Well, I suppose that would make a certain amount of sense. The pretzel crust pizza features a large, buttery flavored soft pretzel crust that's topped with creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Yeah, mozzarella and Munster cheeses and pepperoni. Little Caesars also welcomes back the stuffed pretzel crust pizza featuring a cheese stuffed crust. I might be willing to get one of those for the $6 price, if I also got a regular Little Caesars pizza, in case I don't like it. I'd be like, well, I can feed this to the dog, though.
But then you'll be like, well, I do like it, and I have this extra pizza. Well, I guess I got to eat it, because otherwise it'll go to waste.
I don't want it to go to waste. That would be criminal. Hey, look, man, the number of ways that we can talk ourselves into eating things that we shouldn't, this is why Way to Wellness is so important. This is why having somebody around who has a structure for you. Because I am the king of rationalizations. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, well, I've got the spray cheese, and I don't want it to go. It's not going to go bad. It's got more preservatives in it than it's. The thing's got a half-life. Come on. So, yeah, I can do that, but Way to Wellness helps me with all the tricks and tips on how to keep from eating stuff that I shouldn't be eating and get into healthy habits. And it's working out pretty well for me so far. I'm real happy with the way I look and the way I feel. And I think you will be too. We're seeing lots of folks losing weight at the station. And when you get to finally go and buy the new clothes, the ones that fit you, oh my goodness, it is a game changer, man. Way to Wellness, aplanforme.com, physician-supervised weight loss that really works. 994-2393, and the initial consultation is free, so you can find out all about it. Speaking of food, we talked a little bit about the Taco Bell chicken sandwich taco that they're coming out with. This is, you know, their fried chicken, which is actually seasoned with Mexican spices, and then it's put in crushed up tortilla chips, and then it's deep fried, and then they put it on a puffy bread that is reminiscent of a taco shell, okay? Not really a taco shell, reminiscent of a taco.
It looks like it's their chalupa shell, you know?
It does, yeah. It does kind of look like that. Well, a TikTok by the official Popeyes account is showing you how you can transform your beloved chicken sandwich from Popeyes into two tacos. Five simple steps. Number one, buy the sandwich, open up the sandwich, rub the two pieces of bread together to spread the sauce on either side before tearing the chicken in half, then fold the bun like a taco, put the chicken pieces inside, and garnish each with a pickle because they're jalapenos' first cousins. I think they might be trolling Taco Bell with this just a little bit. Probably not a bad idea. Look, Taco Bell is
is coming late to this party. Let's face the facts. Taco Bell showing up in the chicken sandwich wars after they've already been, you know, a winner has been declared. It's Popeyes. I mean, let's face it, Chick-fil-A will always be there. Jesus Chicken will never turn its back on you.
But, and they have the Lord's mac and cheese. Popeyes got rid of the dirty rice, which makes me so mad at them.
Yeah, that makes me unhappy, too. That was one of the things I really loved about Popeyes, was that red beans and rice combo that they would do. But, what are you going to do? How about we take a quick break? We'll come back. We'll talk about Canadian butter. There's quite a to-do.
What's it about?
Up there in Canada? Well, I'll tell you all about it when we return. Stick around. Richard Dixon Talk, then at 9:05. Thin Lizzy, I don't know that they qualify as a one-hit wonder, David. They also had a great song called Jailbreak that got some airplay. It's one of my favorite songs. 146, Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. We've got joining us before too terribly long, Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. But right now we've got Pete in Westover with an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Pete, ruin a movie title with the words "in my pants."
May not be too pretty, but how about Tokyo Drift, in my pants?
Yes, the Fast and Furious movie that probably should have ended the franchise, but instead just turned out to be the weak sister of the rest of them. Very nice. Thank you, Pete. Let's talk to Phil, who is on a cell phone. Phil, you're on Talk 99.5. What's up?
Hey there, fellas. Wanted to go and say hey, and thank you so very much for the topic today. Two things. Answer the big stupid question. But before that, if I may ask, Canadian butter. If Canadian bacon is really just ham, does that mean that Canadian butter is really just margarine?
That's a good question. I didn't know. Canadian bacon, they're pulling the wool over ours. Actually, Canadian bacon is the leanest meat you can buy, and it actually comes from a different part of the area where bacon comes from. But it, I can understand. It's called back bacon for a reason. It comes from the back. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, then. Well, anyway, with the regard to the big stupid question, first of all, thank you for answering that for me, because I always wondered. And next, with regard to the big stupid question of the day, I'm going to go all the way back to the 50s with this one. Even though I'm not even close to that, I was born in 79. So it came from outer space in my pants.
It came from outer, the thing from outer space in my pants. Also a good one. I like that.
That I did not know. I know they came from outer space. It came from outer space. I'm just going to go with the first one. I want to say it was 52 or 53 or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I saw it. I think it was in 3D, I want to say. I seem to recall it. Anyway.
So we need more of those types of movies now, just like really bad things like Sharknado, but put Sharknado in 3D. I just get the feeling that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing that would improve, really. The only thing that would improve Sharknado is if it was in 3D. Yeah. Get off the phone line, Phil. You're full of bad ideas. Go away. I kid. It's Richard Dixon, 148, Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com. What is going on with Canadian butter? Well, butter has suddenly in Canada become hard and isn't melting the way it used to. Here's a tweet from Julie Van Roosendaal. Something is up with our butter supply, eh? And I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Have you noticed it's no longer soft at room temperature? Watery? Rubbery? I'm sorry if this post offended anyone. Well, she didn't say that out loud, but I think it was implied, because that's how Canadians talk. Anyway, why do we have to be so mean to our Canadian brothers? We love them. Here is the suspicion. So it's harder to spread. It is not melting at room temperature. It has to do with palm oil. Now, you're thinking, well, what are they mixing palm oil in with the fat, the cream? No. they're actually feeding the palm oil to the cows. Now, it's a house that Jack built kind of thing going on here, you know? There's a pandemic. More people are stuck at home, and so they're cooking and they're baking more, and they're using more butter, which means there's higher demand for butter, higher demand for the milk that butter comes from, you know, the cream that gets separated. And anyway, so in order to create more milk and more cream to meet the demand for butter that is up by over 12% in 2020, the BBC reports they have been feeding cows more palm oil because it actually inspires more milk. It creates more milk and more cream. The problem is it obviously has an effect on the milk and the cream that is created, meaning that it is significantly harder to spread and it doesn't melt. Now, that's one theory. Others think it's the way the butter is being processed. University of Guelph food microbiologist Keith Warriner said that how butter is processed may play a role. If you process butter too quickly, it can be hard, eh? He also said it's possible that some people are just now noticing that butter is harder than it was a few years ago. I don't think so. Some on social media believe that the cold weather has played a role in why their butter is staying solid so long at room temperature. I don't know. Something is clearly wrong with Canadian butter. If you can avoid it, you should. Don't you take that Canadian butter, eh?
Just get their back bacon, eh?
It's the best kind, you know. I like it on the Egg McMuffin.
You know that the Egg McMuffin was actually a Canadian idea, and the Americans appropriated it. So that's a cultural appropriation.
I wouldn't be surprised, eh? You know, but it's also a military thing. My brother used to make it, and he called it Eggs MacArthur. It's basically, if you think about it, it's actually if you take the the muffins, right, and split them apart. And instead of having a fried egg, you put a poached egg on each one, along with some Canadian bacon, maybe some asparagus and a little hollandaise sauce, right? And so they took Eggs Benedict and tried to turn it into a meal that you could carry around in one hand. And they did. Instead of hollandaise sauce, it's got cheese. It still has that Canadian bacon. It's got a fried egg because it's easier to create one of those and less messy. And so they essentially tried to make a Eggs Benedict that was, you know, portable. And it worked out pretty well. Still my favorite thing at McDonald's. Roger is on a cell phone with an answer to the big stupid question of the day. Roger, you're on the Birmingham Broker phone line. What you got, man?
Hi. One tidbit before. I haven't been listening much today. I've been in and out. But the Tiger Woods controversy, why did he wreck, why this, why that? If you look back over his lifetime, he can't drive.
Tiger Woods can't drive.
He can't drive. He wrecks every car he gets.
Yeah, he's been, it's a lot of times he's being attacked by a woman with a golf club, to be fair. So.
Well, that's true. But the question is, I don't know if anybody's mentioned Pretty Woman.
In My Pants. No, I don't think that's been, that's out there now. Thank you, Roger.
Okay, all right, thanks.
He's a very pretty woman. Here's Bob in Centerville. Bob, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on, man?
Yeah, the answer to the big stupid question of the day is Gone with the Wind.
In My Pants.
Pants.
Gone with the Wind in My Pants because you ate at Taco Bell. You had beans. I understand. It was, that'll be enough of that. Thank you, Bob. Ay, ay, ay. 545-9950. 844-455-9950. Have you heard, David, about this Disney movie that they're making about Cruella de Vil?
Emma Stone's in it, so I am interested because I'm a big Emma Stone fan.
I like her, too. I like her in almost everything.
I just worry they're going to make her come off sympathetic like they did with Maleficent. You know, Maleficent is not a sympathetic character. But they
she's one of the worst Disney villains ever. But
the movie with Angelina Jolie, both of them made her so sympathetic.
I saw a great meme. As audiences, can we ease up with the live-action remakes and get some fresh original content? Disney, who's ready for the origin story of a chain-smoking sadist who skins puppies? Because that's what she, Cruella de Vil, chain-smoking sadist who skins puppies. She was trying to get a fur coat made of Dalmatian skin. That's a truly awful person right there. We already had the live remake of 101 Dalmatians anyway. Glenn Close played Cruella de Vil pretty well, too, don't mind saying. All right, Megan Barth is going to join us in the next hour. We'll ask her about the Supreme Court ruling that came down the other day, get some more big, stupid answers, and talk to you. Stick around. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5 First News Time.